Taftes, page 17 in the secular numbers. Perikei. The Tosef is Bir Behetiv. In order to add further clarification to this aforementioned concept, which concept is he talking about? Lashon Tfisa. The language of grasping. Sha'amar Elio, that Elio says, this is a chapter in, it's printed in most Sidurim before Shachar, it's called Pasach Elio V'Am, it's a chapter of the Zohar, quoting Elio Navi. Elio Navi says, Leis machshava tvisa be klal, tvisa bach klal, that no mind can grasp God. What's funny is that the Baal Tanya is going to go on and tell us exactly how the mind can grasp God. Okay? Hine, third line of chapter 5. Hine kol seichel. Kishemas gilum masig besichli. Every mind, every brain, when it grasps and attains, using its intellectual power, is a muskel, when the mind grasps in an idea, is area seichel toifes es ha muskel. The mind is able to grasp the idea, umakifoi besichloi, and even in English we use this language, I can't wrap my brain around it. So here he's using that language, umakifoi besichloi, and the person wraps their brain around it. They wrap their mind around the idea. Vehamuskel nitvas umukif umeluvash v'toich haseichel. The idea is wrapped, it is grasped, and it is embodied within the brain, shehesigoi v'hiskilei, that was able to grasp it and to understand it. Okay, let's pause here. So, the Baal Tanya introduces the fact that when a person grasps any idea, the mind envelops, and it's a very good term that we use in English, I wrap my brain around it. So if you're learning mathematics, and you learn that if you take a pie and you cut the pie into four pieces, that is considered, each piece is one quarter, and you get that idea, so you now grasp the concept called fractions. Okay? So your mind has grasped the idea. Now let's apply that to Torah. You apply, this week, Moshe Rabbeinu introduces into the world the concept called a kal v'chomer. It's a piece of logic which says that if if a tamei person is allowed to enter the city of Yerushalayim, so for sure a tamei person is allowed to enter the land of Israel, right? Because the kedusha there is less. It's a form of logic. So if a person grasps a Torah idea, their mind encompasses. You have a visual? The mind encompasses the Torah idea. Okay? Store that in compartment A. It has something to do with it, but that's not what he's... You'll see what he's focusing on in a second. Now, but in addition, there is a phenomenal second effect that happens when you're thinking about Torah. V'gam ha-seichel meluvish b'muskel. But there's a whole nother thing, which is not that the mind is wrapped around the idea, but that the mind is wrapped in the idea. The idea is around the mind. V'gam ha-seichel meluvish b'muskel. The mind at the time, when one is actively thinking, then the mind is encompassed by the idea, b'shah shemasigoy v'toyfsoy b'sichloy, during the time that the person grasps and understands the idea, derech mashal. I'll give an example. K'sha'adam mevin, when a person understands, umasig, and he attains, ezo halacha, any halacha, b'mishnah, b'gemara, l'yishura al-burya, clearly, with clarity, the person gets it. So at that moment, the person's mind is wrapped around the idea. And what's more, at the time that he's actively thinking about it, at that moment the person's mind is wrapped in the idea. Now, the distinction between these two points is very simple. Let's say we grasp the halacha that on a apple, one should say the bracha bari priyat. Okay? We learn the halacha, we get the halacha. Okay? That halacha is now embedded in our minds. You move on to something else, like I have to do carpool. The halacha is still embedded in your mind, right? But you're not actively thinking about it now. That's the distinction between these two times. So it's possible for the idea to be in your mind, but you're not actively thinking about it. Then your mind has still grasped the halacha. This gives us an understanding of why people stand up for a Talmud Chacham. Because the Talmud Chacham's mind contains all that Torah, even if at the time the Talmud Chacham is thinking, how do I get to the front of the room without so many people standing up? The fact is that it's still there in their heart, on their hard drive. Whereas when the Talmud Chacham is actively thinking about the halacha, then you have two things going on. The mind is wrapped around the idea, but now also the mind is contained in the idea because he's actively thinking about it. Now we'll see in a minute why that's important. Let's analyze this. This halacha, that on an apple you say a bayir priya eitz. Turn the page. That very fact, that halacha, is the wisdom and the will of the Creator. Sha'Allah b'ritzaynai, Hashem decided, she'kesheyitain Reuven kach v'kach, when Reuven comes along and makes a claim against Shimon for so much money, derech moshel, v'Shimon kach v'kach, and Shimon says, no, I don't owe you $1,000, I only owe you $500. And the halacha is, yeh hapsak b'neim kach v'kach, that the halacha is, and this is in the, you know, in the Gemara and in the Mishnah and in the Rambam and so on, that the halacha should be that the that he owes him this and this amount. Says the Baal Tanya, va'af im lo yahya v'lo yiyad avazel yoylam lo v'yla mishpat. Even if this halachic situation will never happen in the history or the destiny of the world, al tainus etriyo seilu mikol makom. Nonetheless, if we're learning that halacha, since this idea that if Reuven says this and Shimon says this, that the halacha will be such, and that is the desire and the wisdom of the Creator, that if one will say this and the other one will say this, that the ruling will be such, what comes out of that is, when a person knows and grasps with their intellect, psak zeh, this law, ka halacha rucha b'mishnah, oy gemara oy peskim, as it is given to us in the Mishnah, or in the Gemara, or in the Rambam, or the Shulchan Aruch, what's happening? Hare zeh masig v'toyfes, umakif b'sichlei. At that moment, the person is grasping, and understanding, and enveloping in their mind. What is he enveloping? It's not a financial halacha. It is Ritzaynoi v'chachmasai shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the will and the desire and the wisdom of Hashem, Deleis Machshava Tvisa Bei, about whom we just said moments ago, that no mind can possibly grasp him, but even more so, no mind can possibly grasp Leib Ritzaynoi v'chachmasai. We can't even grasp God's wisdom or God's desire, because just as he is infinite, his desire and his wisdom is infinite. Well, if that's the case, of what value is Torah? So he says, here it is. Ki im bislab shusam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he said in the last parak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did us the ultimate favor. As he quoted earlier, B'makam sh'atamaytzi gedulas sh'amatamaytza mesinusa, in the place where you find Hashem's greatness, that's where you find his humility. What's his humility? His humility is that he allowed his wisdom and his desire to be embodied and enclosed in ba'alochais haruchais lefaneinu, in graspable intellectual material, in the halacha that he has given us. So, therefore, when we are understanding any detail of Torah, what do we have in our heads? Chachmas Hashem. We have our minds wrapped around that which is impossible to understand, and that is the wisdom of Hashem. But even more so, he goes on to say, but v'gam sichlei melovish b'hem. At the time that we're thinking about it, not only does our mind grasp God, God's grasping our mind. Because at the time that we're thinking about something, our minds are completely enveloped in a godly idea. So there's a double wrap going on. The mind is wrapped around the idea, and the idea, when a person is actively thinking about it, the idea is enveloping the mind.
So we're just a bunch of Jewish rappers.
Vigam v'yichud nifla says these are astounding words. And this is an awesome unity. Shein yichud kamayu v'lay ke'erkai nimtza klal b'gashmias. There is nothing comparable found in the physical world. Lios lachodem umyuchodem mamish mikol tzadupina. That something can be so unified with something else. That the brain can be actively wrapping around an idea. And at the same time, the mind can be enveloped in an idea. There is no form of unity in the physical world that is in any which way comparable.
Obviously, you make the gashmis interruptions, so therefore is that concept?
Well, you'll see now he's going to say about mitzvahs, to address your point. Drink, fellas. Vizois, this aspect of the double enveloping, vizois maila yisera gidoila v'nifla lien kates, just such strong words. This ability is an advantage which is greater and more wondrous, infinitely more wondrous. Asha b'mitzvahs yediyas ha-Torah v'asagasa. Now, he's splitting the mitzvah of Talmud Torah into sections. He's saying, and again, this is something which is discussed a great deal in the Poskim, is that there's a separate mitzvah to know Torah. There's a mitzvah to learn, right? There's a mitzvah to speak words of Torah, but there's a mitzvah to know as much Torah as a person can. Okay? So this advantage of having one's mind envelop Torah ideas is this mitzvah has an advantage, I'll call a mitzvah maisius over any physical mitzvah, to address your point, Gavi. V'afilo mitzvahs atluyas b'dibor, even the mitzvahs that apply in speech, v'afilo mitzvahs talmud Torah shebedibor, even the mitzvah of learning in speech. Okay? So that, because those are all external mitzvahs. Whereas this mitzvah involves the total wrapping of one's being in the enveloping of the idea in one's mind in a total way. So he doesn't dismiss those. Ki al yidei kol ha mitzvah shebedibur ha-maisa, because through all other mitzvahs that pertain to speech and to action. So again, first of all, those mitzvahs only exist while the person is doing it. So while you're wearing your tefillin, while you're wearing your tzitzis, you're enveloped in the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's only while you're doing it. There's no acquisition the minute you take your tefillin off. You're not wearing the tefillin. Masha Enkin, Yediyas HaTorah, the minute you know and understand the concept in Torah, it's in your mind. That mitzvah is an ongoing mitzvah. So therefore, this advantage, this intimacy that exists with the knowledge of Torah is something that outweighs all other mitzvahs. No question that while a person is doing all other mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu enrobes, encompasses the soul, umakifa, and wraps it, or Hashem, miroi shavad ragla, with the energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from head to toe. Ubi yediyas ha-Torah. But when it comes to the knowledge of Torah, milvad shaseichel meluvis b'chachmas Hashem, in addition to the fact that the mind is totally enwrapped in the Chochmah. Now, what's he saying here? This is the normal mitzvah aspect of it. Because every time you're learning Torah, two things are going on. There's a mitzvah to learn, so it's a mitzvah like all other mitzvahs. In addition to that, there's the intimacy of the human mind being able to wrap itself around the Torah idea. So that's what he's saying. Ubi yediyas ha-Torah. However, when it comes to knowledge of Torah, milvad, in addition to the fact that it's a normal mitzvah, and therefore shaseichel melovish b'chachmas Hashem, that the mind is enveloped at that moment in the wisdom of Hashem, which would be comparable to putting on tefillin, which would be comparable to putting on wearing tzitzis and like any other mitzvah. But what's more than that, hinegam chachmas Hashem b'kirboy. Look what happens when we're learning Torah. The wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is inside of us. Masha seichel masig, that which the mind is able to grasp. V'tayfes umakif b'sichle, that we can wrap in our minds. Masha evshele litvayis ulahasig midias haTorah, that which a person can grasp of the knowledge of Torah. Ishkifi sichle, each person according to their level of intellect. V'kayach yidiyosai, or his power of knowledge. V'hasagosai, and his attainment. Bipshat, Remesh, Drush, and Soid. Again, and there we spoke about last week that each person, according to their level of neshama, they have a different attainment. Some people are better in one area, some people are better in another area. But each person, according to how much he extends himself in his grasp of Torah, to that degree does he envelop Hashem Mamish in his head. Because remember, he quoted the Rambam, what was it, 2 Sirim ago, where the Rambam says that unlike any other intellect, Einstein is tief in dred, and his wisdom continues. Masha Enkein, come bring in a chair. Masha Enkein, when it comes to the Chachma of Hashem, Hashem and his knowledge are inseparable. And therefore, when a person grasps a Torah idea, they are containing HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside of their being.
Isn't that a dangerous concept if the person looks at this on face value and what you said was a different level, implying that Hashem has different levels?
The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifests himself in this world has different levels, sure.
So even though you're delving yourself in terror according to your own level,
right?
It seems.
That shouldn't be a surprise. So let's take in Makom. Let's take in space. Are there clearly places that have greater exposure of godliness, and places that have less? Kodesh Kadoshim, Beis Hamikdash, Yerushalayim, Har Habayis, Yerushalayim. Right? You have different levels of kedusha. Same thing happens in Torah. There are levels in Torah where there is more godly revelation and less godly revelation. Right. Here?
I was told. This is it.
In Chutz La'aretz. Now, Rabbi, the five lines from the bottom of the page on page 18. Take it a step further. Ulefi should be Yedias HaTorah. Since when we're talking about the intellectual knowledge of Torah, HaTorah miluveshes b'nefesh ha'adam, the Torah becomes one with the soul, it becomes enclosed in the soul of man. V'sichlein, in their mind, umukefes b'toicham, and it becomes enveloped inside of the person's nefesh and the person's mind. L'chein nikras b'shem lechem umazen. For this reason, we find throughout the Sefer Kodesh that Torah is referred to as food. Why? What's the comparison between food and Torah? K'moy shahalechem hagashmi, just like bread, physical bread. Zonas haguf, the purpose of bread is to sustain the body. K'shemach nisei b'teichai, bread only works to sustain the body if you eat it. V'kir by mamish, when it enters into the person literally. And it's transformed within the person to become flesh and blood. And by doing so, the person is able to live. So too do we understand, spiritually speaking, with the knowledge of Torah, up onto the next page. When a person is able to grasp an idea, hativ, and don't do it superficially. But we're talking about when a person grasps it well. If you want to use the comparison to food, don't swallow your food whole. Chew it, right? And enjoy it. Be'iun sichloi, grasp it to the extent of your ability. Ad shenitfeses b'sichloi, to its till it's grasped in one's mind. Umis achedes imayim, becomes one with him. V'hoyu le'achodim, they become literally unified. Therefore, nase moza in the nefesh, it becomes food to the soul. V'chayim bikirba mechaya chayim and tzav baruch hu, and it becomes the source of life from the capital source of all life, the infinite one. Because he is hamiluvish b'chachmosa v'tzayrosa shebikirba. Because Hashem is contained. This is the first form of a capsule. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all of Torah. The Torah is a capsule. Contained in that capsule is the infinite. V'zeh shiksiv, this is what David HaMelech says, v'sayroscha b'soich me'ay. Your Torah is in my kishkes. K'mesh shiksiv be'etz chayim sham emdalad peri gimel. This is what the Arizal writes in Etz Chayim. Shelevushe ha'neshama is began Eden. Hein ha'mitzvahs, the garments of the soul in Gan Eden are made up of action mitzvahs. Ve'atayra hi ha'mazayin, and Torah is the food. L'neshama ish'asku ba'aylam hazeh b'tayra lishma. The mitzvahs are the garments of the souls in Gan Eden, and Torah study is the food for the neshamas in Gan Eden of people who study Torah in this world, b'teira lishma. If they studied teira lishma, k'mesh k'siv b'zayir v'yakol daf resh yud. What does that term mean? This is a bombshell, guys. What's the definition of lishma? Ulishma. The definition of learning Torah lishma, haynu kidei lekashen nafshei l'Hashem. The definition of learning Torah lishma is in order to accomplish what we've just discussed here, to create a bond between us and Hashem. If we learn Torah for that purpose, then we're learning Torah lishma. As we said here, by studying Torah, each according to our ability.
Why ask for
Numa
and Torah?
Huh?
Why else would you not learn Torah?
We'll get to it in a minute. Ve'amozayin, just finishing up the brackets here. Ve'amozayin ibchinis arpnimi. Mozayin is, continues the Arizal, is an internal energy. Valevushim, but when we refer to garments, which are the result of the fulfillment of action mitzvahs, they are makifim, they are envelopers. Ulchena Mechazal says the Balatanya, this is the reason, this whole shmuz that we had, about the fact that the study of Torah allows for this incredible intimacy between a Jew and a Kodesh Baruch Hu, is the reason that Chazal say, Shetalmid Torah shakol keneged kol mitzvahs. The Torah, the study of Torah, equals all other mitzvahs combined. Why? Lefisha mitzvahs hem levushim levad. Because all other mitzvahs are external garments. Ve'atayrahu mazayin vigam levush. But Torah, since it is both intellectual and it is also a mitzvah, the study of Torah has both aspects. It has both the aspect of being sustenance, as well as being a garment, l'nefesh hamaskel shenis labish ba, to the soul who grasps it as he is wrapped in it, b'iyuna, while he's learning it, b'li muda, v'kol shkein efeshua, kishemaitzi b'piv, when the person utters the words of Torah verbally, shehevel adiba nasibchines armakiv, the vapor that the person emits as they say words of Torah becomes an enveloping light. Just as a side note, it's either Reb Tzadik or the Sfasem, it's one of the Pailish Rebbes, says that it says by the Anani HaKavod that they were in the merit of Aaron HaKohen. The clouds of glory were in the merit of Aaron HaKohen. So one of the Pailish Rebbes said that they were made up of the vapor of Aaron's speech that he used to say to people, to make shalom between people. So that vapor that that went out of his mouth ended up becoming those clouds that protected Klal Yisrael later on. Now, the Nefesh HaChaim from Chaim Volozhiner takes off on this something vehement. He doesn't quote the Baal Tanya by name, but he writes that Torah Lishma is defined by learning Torah for Torah's sake. Now, he certainly doesn't dismiss the idea of it bringing to Dveikus, but the Baal Tanya is very carefully chooses the words here that the definition of Torah Lishma is in order to bond one's neshama with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Could
Rabbi articulate
the difference there?
No. So, again, there's a lot of raid about it in the Sefer Machshava. Distribute the copies of the Priya Aretz, because I would like to expound a little bit on, at least on this side of the fence. I don't have clarity in the Nefesh HaChaim's position on the issue. I wouldn't be doing justice if I tried to talk about it. Third paragraph on the right side. This is the Priya Aretz in Parshas Devarim. Now, who authored the Priya Aretz? Priya Aretz was authored by Menachem Mendel of Vitebsk, who was the Baal Tanya's mentor when he came to the Magid. And then he left Ukraine and moved with several hundred families to Tveria and established the Hasidic presence in the land of Israel. But he was, according to many, was the successor of the Magid. After the Magid's passing, he was the person of greatest influence. So he wrote a sefer, Pri Haaretz, which is, means the fruit of the land. And here you get a glimpse into this concept of Torah Lishma. Third paragraph on the right side. Hine klala demilsa. Here is the rule. The is ikir v'shoyrish esika Torah, that the root, the source of the study of Torah is b'chdei lihiskashe b'shchina, is for the purpose of to connect oneself to the Shechina. U'kidei, okay, so that is identical to what the Baal Tanya just said, right? To bound oneself to Hashem. U'kidei sh'atere tereyu yiras Hashem, and in order that the Torah should teach the person the fear of God. Hu aitzare, that quotes the Pasuk, the fear of Hashem is his treasure. V'eitzes b'nafshay, and advice for the person's soul. You'll soon see what he's talking about. V'zeu, this is the meaning of the pasuk in Tehillim, Nochein libay betuach b'Hashem, that the person whose heart is correct, that person trusts in Hashem. Listen to these words. V'yamin be'emuna shalema. We must believe with a total faith. She'acher ha'yigia ve'esek ha'Torah, that after we toil and study Torah, Yimotze mirgoya linavshay, the person will find tranquility and a path in his soul, lova yalakodesh, to come to holiness. Umachshir oisai, and the study of Torah tempers the person, lechibas hakodesh, to love holy things, biahava, with love, vechiba, and endearment. Veyia bipiv, and it will be in a person's mouth, kidvash lemosuk, like sweet honey. Ukamaymer, like the pasuk says in Tehillim, "Shatorah misuka midvash," the Torah is sweeter than honey. Sharei lechayim shnei ksuvim dasasri adad. They look, it seems, like we have two contradictory psukim. What is the contradiction? One pasuk in Mishlei says, "Im tivakshen or kikesev oz tovin," that you got to go looking for it, like you got to mine silver. You got to go looking for it. You got to search for it. It's hard work. Another pasuk says it's like gold and great jewels. Doesn't seem like it comes very easily. Oh, well, the Indian Kamaima Chazal. The concept is, as Chazal teaches, she'ike t'nai esek ha-Torah, a condition of the study of Torah, tzorich li'ez ba'evin shamar Chazal, in the method that Chazal teach us, that a person's awe, a person's fear of God must precede their wisdom. If the wisdom precedes the fear of God, not good things happen. Now, when that is the case, that a person's fear precedes their learning of Torah, v'yasik b'Torah k'desha tereyu hiskashrus v'havas Hashem, then the study of Torah will be for the purpose of connecting to Hashem and the love of Hashem, v'hadbek b'midos, I mean, to cleave to His attributes, His character. When we approach the study of Torah, and we believe with a complete faith, that the Torah will illuminate our lives, then, and only if we believe this, going into the study of Torah, then when we get, and we connect ourselves through the study of Torah, Yovel Yichud Viskashus Amiti, then will we come to a true band, Ubaikea Kishacha Oiraya Deus Amuna, and the Torah will illuminate like the morning its light upon us through that Amuna, that's the power that Torah has. Vizem Maimra Kosov, a pasuk. Now we can understand the pasuk. Im Tvakshen, okay, Kesav, Ukimat Mayim Tichpasena. If you go looking for it, like silver, and like treasures, you go searching. Other Moshe says, let's use the way of a parable. Adam, hamechapes oitzres, a person who goes looking for treasures, umat mainim, he comes upon a silver mine or a gold mine. Tzorach lachpe chafiras, you gotta go digging. Veloitzi ofra, and when you dig, you gotta go take out the sand and the earth. A person who knows that if they dig enough, they're going to find diamonds and jewels and gold, he removes every sack of cloth with joy. He removes the sand, and he does it with joy. All of his digging, why? Because he trusts he's going to find the treasure. The person knows there's a treasure here. I'm going to find it. So I dig with geschmack, I dig with joy. And then after the person finds the treasure, he imagines to himself, the tremendous pleasure he'll get, everything he wants to build and buy himself with the treasure. This is what Chazal say, bitchila, before we sit down to learn, yikabel olav al malchus shamayim, accept upon oneself the yoke of heaven, meaning the amuna that this is going to work. There's got to be the amuna saying, I'm going into a mine, and I know that when I mine, when I go looking for gold, I'm going to find gold. That's the Kabbalah. Shei ayirav amuna ki yidua, that malchus shamayim is this awe and this faith. And after that, the person should accept upon himself the yoke of mitzvahs and the yoke of Torah. Because then the tzaddik will thrive in this emunah. Look at these words. His study of Torah will work. It'll be effective. And his performance of mitzvahs will be effective. To cleanse his crude body. Ulidavik belikus, and to connect to godliness, biiskashrus v'yichud gamur, with a total and complete bond, veloses eitzais binafshay, and it will give him the advice and the solutions, mikolin yonei yetzahara, how to battle his yetzahara. Ki atayra or, because Torah is light, v'to'ir loy, and it will illuminate his life. Masha'en Cain, this is not the case. Im lo yakdim ha'yirav emunah b'Hashem u'b'Torah. This will not be the case if a person's learning is not preceded by the awe and the fear of b'Hashem u'b'Torah shebivada yorcheshkoi. Without the emunah, that for certain the Torah will illuminate his darkness, it won't do it. Look at these words, it's unbelievable. Kol ha-Torah u-mitzvahs lo-yay-ilu. all of his study and Torah and all of his mitzvah performance will not work. It won't help him. V'yisha migushim k'meshehu, and he will remain as crude and as thick and as obtuse as he was.
If what?
If he doesn't have the emunah going into it, that's the effect the Torah will have upon him. If the person goes into it without the knowledge that Torah is the light of the world and that it is the capacity to illuminate his life and to cleanse him of all evil, then the Torah will not work.
One second,
let him just finish the thought. V'yev shalayim mishazel ma'ashom ha'chazal. He says, I believe that this is the pshat. And what Chazal say, Yogati umatzosi tamin. I toiled and I found tamin. Believe him. Pirish. Ki acher hayigia. After the toil, sheyimotze. If you want to be able to find something after all of your toil, tamin, what it requires is emuna. Yogati umatzosi. If you want to ever be able to say that you toiled and then you found it, tamin, what's required is the emunah that it works. Shebivadei yimotze. It requires emunah that for sure you will find it. Ubilti o emunah, without that emunah, eina moyel haigia, the toil will not work. Vizel amro chazal, this is what Chazal is saying. Lo elam yasik b'torah mitzvah shalai lishma, a person should even study Torah mitzvahs shalai lishma. Because by learning shalei lishma, the person will come to learn for the right reason. Pirish sheftichu chazal. What the Chazal are telling us is, don't worry about it. Just believe that it will be lishma, and it will be lishma. Pirish sheftichu chazal. Chazal promise us shebevada yover the day lishma. It'll come to the right way. Don't worry about it. Hashalay lishma. Don't worry about that it's not working the way it's supposed to. Meaning, we got to look at this like carrying out sandbags when we're mining. Share emes v'amuna, because it is the truth and our emuna, shemizeh yovei lidei lishma, that from this it will come lishma. Avo be'emes, but clearly, kol ika shalei lishma, while we're learning shalei lishma, our thinking has to be, tzarech liyos bishvil shiyimotzi achkach lishma. A person must clearly have in mind, while he's learning shalei lishma, that ultimately it will come to it. V'yamin, shebevada yimotzi. You must believe that afterwards it's going to happen. Oh, it's tayvelei, then it'll work. Awesome.
No.